And on the line, we have Arizona State head coach Charlie Turner Thorne. Coach, if you would begin with a brief opening statement, and then we'll open to for questions for media.
Sure. Well, we're excited for this week. Definitely coming off a game where we were very disappointed in ourselves and in our effort, and probably not always a horrible thing going into March, just a little kick in the pants for us to just refocus ourselves and get back to doing the things that we do best. But very, very proud of our team. Just with what they've accomplished, we've never gone 16-2, especially this year with such an amazing conference. So just, really, really proud of our team and excited to get to Seattle and play some more basketball.
And now we'll open that up for questions from media.
And your first question comes from the line of Corey Lopez, KOA Radio.
Coach, I was actually trying to ask Coach Lappy a question, but I can certainly ask you a question. What's different this year as opposed to the last couple of years where you played very well? But as you even talked about this conference, the talent level has pretty impressive this year, and you guys end up going 16-2. Is there a different feeling on your team, a different attitude, I guess?
Well, we do have five seniors, Corey, so, I just think the experience definitely helps. Kind of the same with Oregon State, but it is. It's, great coaches, a great conference, lots of talent, just wonderful coming out of the preseason with the number one RPI conference in the country. I mean, that just helps us immensely going into March. Obviously we have two more teams now, so that's a little bit different dynamic. But I think the Pac-12 network has been amazing for our conference. I just really do. The exposure that we're getting, we certainly recruit nationally. I know a lot of programs in our conference recruit nationally, and I think that's just been, an incredible boost for our entire conference, and I do attribute some of the rise to that.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And your next question comes from the line of Michelle Smith, Pac-12.org.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Charlie, are you? What's your confidence level that your team can see this through now? Put them, you finished with a conference championship, great record, and now you've got to finish this through in the conference tournament. You feel good that they are ready for that?
I do. I thought I did a really poor job of subbing against UCLA, and I think we've got to get back to, getting a deeper rotation. And if we can do that and people can step up, I think we can. We're kind of built to be able to play three games in 3 days. And, we did it in Hawaii, and, we usually have a test like that in the preseason, and even the last 2 years we've done well. I mean, we've got to get back to doing some things a little bit better. I didn't feel like we played well this past weekend at all. But our team knows that. I mean, that's the really fun thing about having a veteran team. I mean, they're a lot harder on themselves than their coaches could ever be on them. And, they've already responded well. So I do. We're excited. We obviously feel like we have a great opportunity, a great chance to play some good basketball and possibly cut down nets.
And your next question comes online of Carol Coward, Hoop Feed.
Hi, Coach. Congrats on the honor from your peers with Coach of the Year. What does that mean for you, that award, this year, especially with such intense competition in the league, sort of unprecedented competition in what your team has accomplished over the conference season?
Well, that's well said, Carol. I mean, gosh, what incredible coaches we have, and they did, and they've had fantastic seasons. So, I mean, it's a huge honor, in this year, in any year in the Pac-12, but certainly with all of the great coaching jobs that were done this year, it's just wonderful that, Amanda, Meg, Jackie, my staff, they're just incredible. They work so hard, and then just our extended staff, it's certainly not obviously me, but we have, I think, incredible people that have worked really hard. So I'm just happy for all of us, just it's nice to get a little bit of recognition, and And, you know, certainly there's a lot of other great staff that have had great years too. So in that light, even more fulfilling.
And your next question comes from the line of Mary Murphy, Pac-12.
Hey, Coach.
Mary?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sorry. The emergence of Quinn down the stretch, what has she meant, and could the timing be any better?
Could not be any better. So, and you know, I think, you know, the big thing with Quinn is just her just not being too hard on herself. She is such a driven kid, and you know, I was so proud of how she responded. There weren't a lot of bright spots about our UCLA game, but I thought she was certainly one of them. I mean, she stepped up and responded well, because her USC game, you know, she kind of allowed them to double her and pressure her a little bit, and, you know, she knows she's better than that. So I thought, you know, she just really responded well last weekend, and obviously two of her last three games have been huge offensively for us. And, you know, that helps everything, you know, and it just opens up for the other four players on the floor. So, and, you know, her defense is getting better too, Mary. So that's, you know, a big something that people probably aren't noticing right now, but it's really helping our team. I mean, she had some great interior defense last weekend as well.
And your next question comes from the line of Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hi, Ashley. Good, thanks.
I just was curious, what's the biggest X factor for you as you begin your postseason run? I think a lot of people assume that you have a chance to go pretty deep in both tournaments. What's kind of the biggest X factor in your mind?
Well, you know, I mean, I kind of think of that in two ways, both in terms of basketball and then kind of the intangibles. But, I mean, I think in terms of basketball, you know, we have to rebound well. You know, I mean, I think, you know, we are a very undersized team that has to work really, really hard on the boards. And if we, as hard as we work on defense, if we limit a team to one shot, it's going to be really, really hard to beat us. So I think that's just a huge area for us from a basketball standpoint. And then I think from a just a overall team standpoint, just kind of keep being who we are. You know, I think we've got great chemistry, we're a very tough team. We really work hard for each other, and if we can continue to do those things, I think we'll have some fun in March.
Awesome. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Coach, I think that's all the questions we have for you this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you.